Here are three things about Tom Wolfe's new novel, I Am Charlotte Simmons. Number one, it is not another Bonfire of the Vanities. And number two, it's really not as engaging as Wolfe's last novel, A Man in Full. But number three, it is a Tom Wolfe novel. A massive, some might say jaundiced, some might say scathingly clear-eyed, often very funny take on college life at an elite university. At Wolfe's fictional DuPont U, young people with brains have mostly sex on their minds and vulgarities on their lips. That includes rich, bigoted frat boys, skinny, extravagantly dressed sorority girls, left-wing campus intellectuals, and members of DuPont's national championship basketball team. Tom Wolfe says he researched campus life at several colleges and universities, and despite what he found, he remains convinced of our national virtues. He says America has so much money in the bank, not just wealth but brain power and military power, that we can afford the decline of campus civilization. As for contemporary undergraduate sex, which so much of his book is about, he describes it as a lurid carnival.
Sex is so free that it creates a pressure that is very hard, I think, on all students, and particularly those who are really not that interested in participating in a lurid carnival, and many are not.
Well, in your novel, I Am Charlotte Simmons, there are a lot of sex scenes, so much so that it's rather difficult. You know, when I read a book, I'm waiting for the passages that you'll read for us on the air, and it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough to find one that can pass muster. But I've read that you were aspiring to write non-erotic sex scenes.
I did, and I wanted these scenes to be as impersonal as, in fact, they are. I mean, there's so many sex scenes that I didn't want the reader to feel, hey, he's trying to spice up this book. He's trying to make it lively. If anybody is aroused by the many, many sex scenes, which are often quite detailed anatomically, I have failed if they are.
No. I think you've succeeded.
If they are aroused.
In fact, there is an extraordinarily detailed description of the... I saw one writer use the word seduction, which I thought was perhaps a strange choice, but the first sexual experience of Charlotte Simmons goes on for quite a while.
Yes, it's the whole scene with the build-up, and it was, I remember writing it, it was more than almost 200 pages of typewritten manuscript. In the book, it was going to be one chapter. Well, it's broken up into three, just to give the reader a break. I mean, not that he would be breathing hard.
No.
Just give him...
Take a time out from this scene.
A time out, right. But I didn't mean to protract it, but I said, well, if this is what happens in college, and this is not really the result of what in an older time would have been called a romance... I'm convinced, and I've talked to lots and lots of college students about this. Mm-hmm. Their thoughts in the middle of these sexual encounters were full of these status decisions. Is A, am I doing it right? That's a constant. It's a constant worry. Am I doing this right? Does the other person really feel that I'm sophisticated and up to date on all this stuff? And the other is, will I be considered a tease if I don't go all the way with this? Will I be considered someone who's timid? And, of course, no girl wants to be considered just someone who is timid, just as no boy has ever wanted to be considered that way. And so I wanted to bring all of that out in these scenes.
Now, I want to ask you, in addition to the students whom you interviewed at campuses across the country, Stanford, Chapel Hill, Ivy League universities, you have two children of your own, one who is, I believe, still in college, and your daughter's out of college now. Do they think you got it right? Do they say, Dad, that's college, as I recall it, or do they say, no, you're missing something here?
I think they think I got it right because they played such a big part in getting it right. I gave them... both of my children, Tommy, who's 19 and a sophomore in college, Alexandra, who graduated in 2002, the manuscript, mainly at the outset, just to see if I got the slang right. And right away, they did things far beyond that particular request. They began showing me where words that I thought were perfectly ordinary, common words were no longer used by young people. For example, to use the oath, to use the name Jesus Christ as an oath, to them there's nothing naughty about it because they are in the first generation whose parents didn't believe in God either. Now, we're talking about children from upscale, well-educated families. And then the word jerk also establishes you as hopelessly old. Today, the only word for it is it's a quaint anatomical metaphor, let me put it that way.
I see, yes, yes, one of those. Now, there are some other bits of vocabulary I wanted to ask you about. One of them is when the undergraduate is banned from her dorm room because her roommate is using it for what I'll call romantic purposes, for an assignation, she has been sexiled
exactly.
from her room for the night.
And I found that term, sexiled, is used across the country, certainly everywhere that I went. I know when somebody first hears it, there's a little pause, but it's not hard to combine the two words in your own mind. Sexiled, it's very common. Sex trumps tomorrow morning's final exams.
A prostitute.
That means a freshman who is a, slut. But then there's also the fratestitute, which is a girl who is, I'm trying to think of a way to put it, who is very much available to fraternity boys. And so many slang words have to do with two things, sex and alcohol. It's interesting.
You do find this country, our country, has a lot of money in the bank that we can draw on.
No.
The implication being that even though things are disastrous at our college campuses, as you see it, the country can get by and still produce a lot of Nobel laureates. Do you have a sense, though, that the country is in danger of overdrawing its accounts here and that some crisis might be at hand in American higher education?
No, not yet. It's not going to make all that much difference. This is not a cautionary book. It's not an indictment of anything. It's just the way I found it. There are no alarms sounding in this book. I just wanted to bring out what is really there.
Tom Wolfe, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've enjoyed this.
Tom Wolfe's new novel is called I Am Charlotte Simmons, and you can read an excerpt from it at our website, npr.org.